Welcome to the Michael Murray Podcast, keeping real estate simple. Let's get into it. When I first start a coaching session, the first question I usually say are, what are the challenges? And the reason I do that is because sometimes I might go in and, you know, I might be looking at their numbers or they want to be kept accountable, whatever it might be. And then we'll kind of like be a long way into the session talking about things and then, you know, they've got three challenges. So I'd rather start with what's the challenges, which is, you know, pretty much where you guys would be starting a listing presentation, yeah? What's the plan? So here's the deal. So when they say, I go, so hey, what's the challenge? And I say, I need more structure. This would be almost like the top question I get asked. And it's almost like I don't doubt that the structure that people are using is affecting their business because it 100% would be. But what we've got to be careful of with structures is that, once again, back to idealistic week, really hard to manage. So what I can tell, this is my response to people that say, I need more structure. I say, you know, the great thing is I can give you one and I can actually give you one that works and works for high performers and has worked for years. It's really, really simple. Talk to your vendors in the first part of the day and the last part of the day, probably the night in your case. Vendors want to know, they're either thinking they haven't heard from the agent today, yeah, or they're wondering whether the agent's going to contact them today, which is why most high performers talk to the vendors on both the bookends of the day. When you get in the office, catch up with your team. People regularly don't meet with their team enough. And it's really important you meet with the team. 10, 15 minutes, maybe 30 minutes if you've got more to talk about. Get in this habit of meeting the team so that way, yeah, because then that way when you get into your 1 to 3 hour call session in the AM, the AM energy, yeah, they're not going to be coming in and interrupting you doing that. That 1 to 3 hour call session of continuity prospecting for business changes your business. If you're the type of agent that prospects here and there throughout the day, it is really hard to get in a rhythm if you do that. It's not impossible. I know agents do it all the time. Some are very successful. Most successful high performers put them in call blocks, 45 minutes, 1 hour. With staff members, they might have question time after that. So if you're a support member of a team, save your questions up. Let your lead agent get on the phones and make business happen. Yeah? Because we need to keep it going. Then what we do is PM's appointments. Yeah? If you don't have appointments, you're not a robot. You can't just prospect all day. So what I suggest you do is work on your business. Work on those growth tasks that we talked about earlier. Call your referrers. Do you know how many times I say to an agent, what's your number one lead source? Especially if they've been around for like 10 years. They'll go, well, it's me. Put a science around that. Like, call your referrers. If you don't speak to people on a regular basis, they forget about you. And quite frankly, too, if they refer you business, right, you know how hard it is to get business. So really embrace your referrers. Don't just embrace them once a year at a drinks. Communicate with them because sometimes what happens when you speak to people, their brain goes, oh, yeah, I forgot about that one. Or maybe they're referrers who don't like making referrals but give you great tip-offs, you know. Like I was talking to an agent the other day and I said, in the area you're working in, right, and especially chasing houses and being a reasonably affluent area, a lot of the owners aren't cutting the grass. They've got someone in doing it. There's probably two or three teams that are doing all the lawn maintenance. Like, go and introduce yourself, you know. Maybe they'll give you a tip off if someone's selling. Do you know what I mean? Like, happens all the time, you know. I mean, when you're doing just listed, just sold calls, sometimes people tell you that down the road are selling. So, you know, it's just a tip-off, right? But, you know, that's a good door to knock on. Pretty sure your percentages are going to go up more significantly. And if you're really stuck, go and look for skip-ins. Look for change. We embrace change. People sell property when there's change. Then what you got to do is press rinse and repeat because it works. This structure works. And what you need to do is, and I talk about this all the time, is routine repetition. Show me a professional sports person that doesn't have routine repetition. They have to have it. It doesn't work otherwise. Thanks for listening to the Michael Murray podcast. If you like what you've heard, then check out mmhighperformancecoach.com.au or Michael Murray High Performance Coach on social media. You can find all the links in the show notes.